Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 46. Under Pressure. Part 2 of 3.
I'm just saying that if you keep working on it and changing things, you'll never get it done.
Well, I want it to be perfect. That truck is going to have to be able to go damn near anywhere.
But if you keep adding more stuff, it'd be heavier. You'll use up a lot of fuel.
We have plenty.
What about the transmission? Or the engine? How much did those plates weigh on the sides? It could just break down easier.
Well, if it breaks down, it breaks down. They still won't be able to get you inside.
For how long? They could just wait you out. Remember how they found you at your shop?
All right, touche. I will consider making some revisions. How is he?
Just fine. Who knows how long we'll be able to use cars anyway? What will we do after the fuel's gone? We can't make any more, right?
Well, I've been working on finding more about that biodiesel stuff. We're gonna need a lot of crops, and so less food. But even then, it's still so complicated to figure out. It may take some time.
You could always ask him.
Probably just tricked me into blowing myself up.
Wait, stop! He's down.
We already did, obviously.
And this is the last time. You fall again, we just keep going. You're going to tell us now?
I told you before. I don't know where she is. There's no way I could know. I took you to all the places she may have gone already.
Might as well turn around and try again.
Yeah, sure. Why not? We still have, three quarters of a tank.
No!
I'd get up if I were you.
No! Stop! Fine! I'll tell you! I know where she is! I know where she is.
This better not be a waste of time.
Stop dragging me. Can I have something to drink?
I guess. Let me...
No! Answers first, water after. He isn't going to tell us. Just get back inside.
No! Just give me a second. I have to catch my breath.
You have 5 seconds. 1, 2, 3.
There's a place. I've only been there once. It's north of 210. Out in the middle of nowhere. We stashed a bunch of stuff up there. As a failsafe. That's where she'll be.
Show me where.
It's up here. I'm not sure exactly from the map, but I know how to get there.
A trick or some kind of trap?
If she's there, she'll know I took you there. This is not a win for me.
That's a bit of a drive. Can we make it there before dark?
Yeah.
Please, can you loosen the ropes now? My wrists can't take anymore.
Here, I'll trade you.
If this is some trick.
I know what you'll do.
Come on, get in the Jeep.
We'd already dropped off Cody when we arrived about 2 miles away from our target area. It was nerve-wracking to think this was the first stage of our assault. All right, this is as close as I want to get before we're ready.
Oh man, I am not looking forward to this part.
What, rubbing yourself in another guy's sweat is weird to you? But that's what you and Fernando did all the time. Oh, man. Ooh, P.U.
What's wrong? Just lather up, man.
How much we use?
Just enough to coat your skin. Use a sponge.
Do we even know if this is the right concentration?
Not really. But it's close to what we use to attract them, so hopefully it works both ways.
Here you go, Saul. You first.
Oh, that's okay. Be my guest.
No. You first.
No, don't take it, please.
I swear, if you drop it.
Fine. I'll go first.
Yeah. Rub it in there. Nice and good.
Oh.
You know, that could be, like, from all over his body. Like, everywhere.
Dude, I so hate you.
Just hurry up.
Oh.
It was disgusting, but we got it done. We used about a third of the jar doing it. From there, we quickly got into the truck and proceeded to the first camera point. Then the second, then the third. It was quiet in the beginning. We were able to lay down the cabling off a spool at the back of the truck, all the way to the little legal office which we were going to set up as our temporary safe house. By the time we set up the fourth, well.
It's set up.
Tie it off. Make sure we don't pull it down with the cable.
I did.
Guys, look.
From around the corner, we saw what we thought might be a lone wolf, one of the biters wandering alone. But then, another followed shortly behind him. Two males, both covered with large patches of old, dried-up blood and dirt. They noticed us, and we all froze. I slowly gripped my rifle from the sling, but didn't point it yet.
They see us.
No sudden movements. Don't point your rifle. Move slowly back to the truck.
Drop the wire.
No. This might be close to an entrance. I was right, and we didn't need to have the camera set up to see it. A third biter could be seen coming out of an apartment complex behind the others. It was a two-story building with stone walls leading to a courtyard. Above, I could see scratches in the wall, similar to what we had already seen at the church. Saul continued to move with me towards the truck as Victor eyeballed them closely, his hands firmly gripping the 50 cal.
Keep on coming, guys.
Shit, they're coming towards us.
Keep going. We continued to inch towards the truck as one got within a few yards of us. This was the first time I'd seen one this close in a long time, without the motion and panic of it attacking. He stood there, a Korean man in his late 30s, balding, just continuing to watch us with his foggy gray eyes. The other two didn't pay much attention to us and continued on their way. This man sniffed the air, not turning from us. No hostility was on his face, just a blank expression, which was all the more creepy.
Guys,
don't do thing.
camera up?
Yeah, we're good. It actually fucking worked.
That was close.
Yeah, it might be wearing off, though. I think that other one might have smelled us.
So, put more of that stuff on?
Just a little. Save what you can. We have about 6 more cameras I want to set up.
Let's go quick. Oh, man, I just want to wipe all this shit off me. I feel so gross right now.
Not too many more. We can do this.
Go ahead and take any rooms you want on this floor.
What floor is this? 7?
Wait, the windows, they're not blocked on this floor.
I know. That's why everyone chose to live up here.
So something could come up the fire escape?
Oh, no. Relax. The fire escape has, like, a gap of 2 floors at the bottom. Unless you push the ladder down, it's really hard to get up. And we have alarms wired to every window.
I just don't feel comfortable staying up here. If there's anywhere else I can...
You could live down on the 6th. That's not a big deal. It's darker, though. A lot darker.
That's okay. I'll move there, too. That way you're not alone. I sort of had some stuff in a room down the hall, but I can relocate.
That just means you'll have to move everything for the baby's room down there as well. So, if you don't mind the work, be my guest.
That's fine. I just feel a lot safer.
I'll help you with that stuff.
Where do you live?
Now? Well, I used to live up here, but I think I'll set up camp by the security room on the 3rd floor. Once we shut off the elevator, it'll be a bit of a pain going up and down all those steps. There's not a lot of room on the 3rd floor, otherwise I'd say you can stay down there too, but there's just too much stuff stored in the apartments.
That's where the library is. I'll show you around when we have time.
Can I get a hand with Puck down here?
Coming. Where are you at?
3rd floor.
So Puck is gonna stay with you, then?
No, there's a room where we have all the medical supplies. She's just setting him up in there right now.
And you're gonna shut this off?
Have to. The generator that runs this chews up a lot of fuel. Once we get the big stuff moved in, we'll turn it off.
Has Tanya mentioned going back to Kane at all? To get the surgery equipment? Or what we left there? We still may need that stuff, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we could, but... Well, I don't want to bring it up. She's been in an even worse mood since we got here.
I think she associates this place with Lizzie.
You're probably right. I know I do. It's kind of hard to see this place without her.
You mind pushing that in?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we got wedged in the door.
Sorry to be such a burden. I already feel really bad you ladies had to carry me up the stairs.
Okay, pull. I'll push.
Go.
Hey, we made it. Cool.
Hope, are you okay down there?
Yeah, Lady and the baby are still asleep.
All right. Well, the rest of you, get your stuff in the elevator and upstairs. Move quickly so I can shut it down.
We moved as fast as we could to get everything where it was supposed to be. Lady was moved into an empty room at the other end of the hall. We made sure it was covered in newspaper. She didn't like it, but there wasn't any other place to put her. Kelly helped me move some of the baby stuff from Saul and Lizzie's old apartment. I left most of it since I wasn't sure when he was planning on coming back, and just took the essentials.
What do you think? Crib here?
Yeah, that's fine. Where do I put this stuff? It's just a bunch of packing materials?
There's a trash chute in the hall right around the corner.
Thanks.
Where are the batteries you brought? Oh, wait, never mind. Here they are.
What'd you need?
I just needed these for the new baby monitor.
Oh, I already had one.
Wasn't very good. This one's a lot stronger. Old building, thicker walls. Stay here. Say something.
Okay. Hello, it's me, just here. Wah wah, baby crying.
Yep, works fine.
Then we're ready. We can have a baby now.
I'm just gonna be your roommate, not your womb-mate. What's that sound?
It's coming from up there. Is that...
What?
Where's your radio?
Here.
Are you drilling through our ceiling?
Why? Am I through?
Yes. What the heck are you doing?
You got your baby monitor? I have mine. I'm moving around a few of my cameras, that way I can keep an eye on things.
You're not planning on installing those in all our bedrooms, are you?
Why? Would that be bad?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll move them.
Yeah. Safety, sure, but we need privacy.
Fine.
If you're done, you mind if I bring in Nicholas?
Sure.
I can leave this camera here, right?
Yeah, that's fine.
He's still asleep.
He sure does sleep a lot.
Trust me, only during the day.
Thanks for looking after him.
Don't thank me. Thank Hope. She's been really good with him.
All I did was make sure he didn't go anywhere. It wasn't hard. He woke up once or twice, but I just rubbed his back and he went back to sleep. It's good to feel like I was able to do something for once.
You wouldn't want to stay here with Pegs and I and look after him, would you? Might have to share a room with one of us.
Sure, I could help.
Are you sure you're comfortable with that? I mean, with your sight, I wasn't...
Up close seems to be getting a little better. When I had to watch him the other day, I actually was able to change his diaper just fine.
You're hired. Stay. Please stay.
Oh, I didn't ask Tanya.
Sure. I don't see why not.
Great. Why don't you give me a hand in the kitchen then? We have some food to put away. This way you'll know where everything is.
Sure.
Just don't wake up the baby. Number one rule of the apartment.
Oh, don't worry about that. We should be making some noise so he can get used to it.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, is that a gun?
Don't touch that. Just leave it alone.
Sorry.
Hey. There's a bunch of alcohol already here. Hope, what's your poison?
Really?
You are not giving her that. She is underage. That is rule number one.
Like that matters now?
Just don't.
Fine.
I need to get going. You're all fine here.
Wait, Tanya.
What do you say? I bet we make your vision just a little bit blurrier.
Sure.
Where are you staying?
Same apartment as Puff for now. I don't want to be far if he needs anything.
Okay. Well, do you need a hand or...
No. That's okay. I'm in no mood to unpack.
Oh. Well, then where are you going?
I was going to go down to the library, look over a few things. Maybe head over to the mortuary for a while before it gets dark.
Is that safe? By yourself?
It's close enough. I've done it before. It's okay.
Oh. Well, are you sure? What if...
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll have the radio with me. I just need some time alone.
I understand.
Yeah, thanks.
Shot.
Kelly!
Oh.
No.
I ended up going by the library and grabbing my laptop along with several other book references that I had been working on. I let CJ know and headed over to the mortuary. The first thing I did when I got there was to test my blood, see what level I was at. For the first time since I discovered the keratin component, my levels were completely normal. Why? I have no idea. I didn't do anything different between then and the last test, but the results had been steadily decreasing. After spending the first half hour racking my brain trying to figure out what was going on, I eventually gave up and moved on to something else. The last thing that Kelly and I had been working on was trying to identify the symbols the ink used at the jail. So that's what I decided to work on. Right about the time I figured out what one was, well...
Tanya?
Yes?
You mind opening the gate?
What? You're outside. Fine.
Hey, thanks.
What are you doing here?
I didn't feel right just leaving you alone.
Never mind that I said I wanted to be.
But whoever really means that? If Michael says he wants to be alone, it means we need to talk.
Just get in. Leave it parked.
All right.
I was just going over a few books. Think I might have found some.
Are there, you know, in there?
What, bodies? Yes, and a few parts and jars.
Oh.
Fine. Wait here. You don't have to go in. We'll go to the office. Nothing to be bothered by in there. Let me just grab my things.
Thanks.
Any word from Michael?
We would have called you if we heard anything.
So, I moved all my stuff I was working on into the office that was outside the mortuary. It was detached and mostly empty, except for a few things we had moved out of my lab for space. This better?
Much. Thanks.
Now, as I was saying, the symbols here, the ones we found at the jail and on ink, well, they all look very different from each other. And I thought they all meant something different, not connected, maybe even random. From what we could tell, they seem like they come from all over the place. Now, this one here.
The Egyptian eye thing.
Uh-huh, the Eye of Horus. It can mean power, good health, or it can be a sign of protection. That's an easy one. We figured that out, but it didn't mean much. Then I discovered this one's background, finally. Algiers. It's a rune that means defense or protection.
So they mean the same thing.
CJ tried to help me look up this other one. That's in Chinese. We couldn't find it, but when I looked up protection in this book here, guess what we found? All three of these mean the same thing. The rest might be something similar, too. I just need more time to find them. And this one Datu recognized? The five lines coming to a point and the rainbow on top? He said was stop, which could be just another word for protection.
But why would he use them in the jail, then?
I don't know, but Ink had these tattoos before the outbreak. Did he know something was gonna happen?
How could he have known?
Well, the other possibility I was thinking of was... where is it here?
What are you looking for?
There was something in one of the psych evals. Oh, shoot. I think I left the copy I had in the mortuary. One second.
Maybe we can talk about this more with everyone else. It's gonna get dark soon.
Yeah, I guess. I'd love to start bouncing ideas off CJ about this.
Or me too.
You mind holding this stuff? I'm gonna go grab my other papers inside.
Sure.
You okay?
I don't know.
Pez, what's wrong?
I can't be...
What is it?
I can't breathe.
Oh, okay, shit, hold on. I'm gonna go call him.
It's okay, It's starting to clear up.
Wait, what? Right after I close the door.
Yeah.
Wait here. I rushed over to the trays in the wall where I had stored several of the turned bodies I had tested on. I opened one that I had the longest. The body bag looked as if it had melted and had large holes in it now. As soon as I looked toward the light across the room, I could see that familiar shade of yellow gas. The same that I had seen at Ground Zero.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Nate Gies,
Shirley Jordan,
Brett Newton,
Constance Parr,
Tammy Klein,
Elisa Elliott,
and
Jane Lehoch.
I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Whalen.
Line producers, Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns, Ray Husky,
and Lauren Kroon. Voice cut by Brent McLean. Edited by Grayson Stone and Casey Wayland. Music selections and intro by Brother Dan. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.